So usually you're in the middle of your Shabbos lunch, or you're in the middle of your meal, and all of a sudden you get a knock on the door. For me, it's usually my kids' play dates. You know, they're coming to drop the kids, I'll pick up the kids. So you always get disturbed in the middle of your meal. Now, that's usually not a problem unless you try to be a polite host and you go walk to the front door. And in the middle of your meal, let's say you escort someone out of your house, or you go down the steps to invite the person in. So you're stopping in the middle of your meal. Now when you go back to your meal, do you need to make a new bracha or not? So your meal, you're washed already, but now you have a hefsek. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Aleph, says that when you go from a house to a house, you go from a place to a place, in the middle of your meal, you need to make a new bracha. Now what does this Gemara mean? So there's two opinions on this Gemara. The Rambam, and brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, the Sfaradim would say, you know what this means? This means that by you walking outside your house, you going to a different house in the middle of your meal, you have effectively ended your meal. If you ended your meal, now you come back, you need to make a bracha achrona on what you already ate, because by you leaving your house, you already ended your meal. So you come back, you need to make a bracha achrona, and you need to make a bracha rishona if you want to eat something else. That's what the Sfaradim would say. However, Tosfos, brought down in the Ramah, says, no, it doesn't mean that you need to make a bracha achrona, because it doesn't mean that by walking outside of your house, you've ended your meal, but what it is it's hesech hadas. You've just, moved your mind off the meal. So if you moved your mind off the meal, so when you come back, you don't need to make a bracha achrona, because you didn't ever end your meal, but you do need to make a new bracha rishona. You want to eat some more food, you need to make a new bracha on the new food because you had a hesech hadas. You took your mind off your meal to escort your friend outside the house. You left the house, so therefore you need to make a new bracha rishona. Okay, regardless of whether you hold Sfaradi or Ashkenazi over here, definitely you need to make at least a new bracha rishona when you come back. So now you have a problem. Shulchan Aruch paskins this gemara. It says, "Are you ochel babayizeh?" Is kufayin ches alef. If I'm eating in this house, upasak sudaso v'holach labayisacher, I leave my house and go to a different house. I leave my house, or my friend calls me and I go outside my house to talk to my friend. Then I come back. Hoel v'shina mekomo. Since I had a shinoi makom, I switched my place. Tzarech levarich, I need to make a bracha. Now, a Sfaradim would say I need to make a bracha achrona and a bracha rishona. Ashkenazim would say I come back, I need to make a bracha rishona. But still, Shulchan Aruch paskins, you need to make a new bracha. So now I have a problem for you. Anytime you ever try to... Oh, so it's a good question. Good, I'm going to get to that in a second. What are we talking about? What bracha are we talking about over here? So all it says at this point is that you have to come back, you need to make a new bracha on the new food that you're eating. Now, so are there any heterim? It seemed to be, according to this, you want to be a nice host. You go outside to greet your friend in the middle of your meal, to go invite in the kid to the play date, or to walk out someone to their parents in the middle of your meal, right? So now you have to come back and you need to make a new bracha. So what's the heter? So are there any heter that you don't need to make another bracha? So the Ramah says, one second, what are we talking about? What type of food are we talking about? And also, did you leave anyone in your dining room when you went to the front? So the Ramah says this whole halacha is only working if two conditions are fulfilled. In other words, you only need to make a bracha again when you come back if two things happened. Number one, if no one else was left at the table. But if you left your wife, or you left your brother, or you left your cousin sitting still at the table, and you went to go get the door, and you walked outside your house, now you come back, you don't need to make a new bracha, because the meal was still continuing. Just because you left doesn't apply. Second point that the Ramah says, is the Ramah says, well, what type of food are we talking about? Bread. Any time that you eat bread and you leave a place and you come back to eat the bread in another place, or you need a bench, you need to go back to bench in the place that you ate. So in other words, if I go out and greet my friend and I come back or wherever I go, I'm always going to have to bench in my dining room. So therefore, by me walking outside, it's not a hefsek, it's not a hesek hadas, because I know I'm going to have to go back to my dining room anyway. So therefore, the only foods which you would have to go back and make a new bracha are non-breads. So now my Shabbos lunch example, we answered up. So the Shabbos lunch example, you go outside and you greet your friend, you come back, there are people sitting at your table, you're in the middle of your bread meal, you're totally okay, no more brachas. You don't have to make any brachas. But let's say it's your Shabbos party in the afternoon. You're sitting around eating nash at your dining room table, and now the friend comes and you go outside to, you know, greet your friend. Now you come back. Now all you've got is sour sticks and your popcorn and your pretzels, your Jolly Ranchers. Yeah, you got to come back. You need to make new brachas on all the nash because you left the meal. Let's say there was no one sitting. You're having your own Shabbos party by yourself in your own, you know, in your Shabbos afternoon. And now your friend comes. You invite your friend in. You walk outside to greet the friend. You bring the friend inside. Now your friend joins you in your Shabbos party. Do you need to make new brachas? According to the Ramah, you do. That's crazy, right? So now, are there any ways to get out of not making a new bracha? Or is there any ways where you shouldn't make a new bracha? Yeah? Any suggestions? So number one, you could say, maybe a porch is different. You know, Queens, we don't have such big porches. You know, so there are other places that have these huge porches. But what about our, like, little stoop? A stoop is probably a better word, right? The little, like, three steps that you've got and the 3 feet that you could fit, like, one chair on your porch.
Backyard, no go?
Oh, backyard's a good question also. Backyard is enclosed. So let's say it's not enclosed. Well, let's say your backyard is it enclosed?
Fence.
Okay. So let's do a front yard where it's not enclosed. That's easier. If it's enclosed, then there's room to say you don't make another bracha for sure. But what about the porch? So the Mishnah Brura, the Zosa bracha rather, the Sefer of his contemporary Sefer on bracha, he says he's not sure about the porch. He says a porch is a huge problem. He says if let's say you go to your front lawn and it's not enclosed, and you invite your friend up your steps, and now you go back into your house. Is that considered a shinui makom from a house to outside or not? What's the status of a porch? So he says he's not sure. He says one rabbi, he doesn't quote his name, says of course he says it's a shinui makom. He says your front porch has nothing to do with your house. But then he says, he says it's just like going from one room to your house to another room, which is not considered a shinui makom according to most poskim. And this is how Rav Scheinberg says. Rav Zvi Weberi writes the Ar Litzion for the Sfaradim, Rav Ben Zion Abashol, and the Shvus Yaakov, Rav Shmuel Zalman Arbach. They say the porch is just batel to your house. It's tufel to your house. Your stoop of your house is basically considered your house. According to them, that's another reason why, if you're in your Shabbos party and you go to get the door, you don't need to make a bracha when you come back. What are other reasons why? Let's say you could see your porch from your dining room, right? Most people could see
this question on Sukkos, but it starts raining in the middle and we walk down.
Exactly. These problems happen tremendously by Sukkos. And especially if your front yard's not enclosed, so you're going to have these issues. So the one issue applies is, can you see the Sukkah from your dining room? Let's say, can you see what is seeing do for you? Let's say I'm in my dining room.
What does seeing mean? Seeing inside where I sit or seeing the outside wall?
Let's assume seeing the inside where I sit, I could see part of my dining room from my porch or from my front lawn. So normally front lawn would be a hefsek makom, a shinei makom. I would have to make a new bracha, we said, to go back and eat my Jolly Ranchers and to continue my Shabbos party. But let's say I could see from my front porch or from my front lawn into my dining room through the window, right? You're a tall guy, you could see for sure, you know, through the window over there. So let's say you could see it. So according to Mishnah Brura seems to say, it's a little bit confusing, but in Kuf Ayin Ches Yud Beis, he says it doesn't work. He says seeing only helps from like your living room to your dining room. You don't need to make a new bracha. But once you're outside, once you're in a new place, you do need to make a new bracha. However, I saw in Vizosa Bracha, in the Sefer, he writes, nah, it's a suffik more. And the Mishnah Brura himself even admits it's a suffik. Anytime you get suffik when it comes to brachos, don't make another bracha. Because suffik brachos lahakel, you wouldn't make another bracha if you could see from your dining room to the front lawn. So that's another heter if you're going outside. Even though we thought you come back in, you should make new brachas. If you could see the front porch, you could see where you're standing, you could see into the dining room, don't make a new bracha when you come back in. What about the question is you go and, you go greet your friend only for a second. You know, miyad, immediately. So you just go in, you open up the front door for your friend, you usher the friend in, right? You walk outside to help the friend up the stairs, and now you walk right back in. The whole thing took a sum total of 45 seconds. Now, do you need to come back? You need to make a new bracha? What about if it's miyad? So the Mishnah Brura in Lamed Dalet
How do we know what miyad means?
Great question. Listen to this. Mishnah Berurah says, he says, Betosos of Rosh to Ein Lahachmir Bezer Raka Shiyotze Amanas Lahaflig. When you have in mind to go down like, to separate. To Oz Chashino Anal. Avu Kashiyotze Amanas Lachzar Lahalter. If you go out with condition to return immediately, whatever that means, immediately, then you don't make another bracha. So I saw Rav Scheinberg says that it brought down in this also of his osa bracha. He writes it means miyad mamish. Does that give you a better hagdar? Not really. It just means, but it has to be really immediately. I think if you stand outside talking to your friend for more than 10 seconds, you know, a few seconds, that wouldn't be called miyad. We're talking about you go outside, you open the front door, you help
Shabbos,
your friend.
So we use the word miyad for Boer.
Yeah.
So it can be 20 minutes.
Yeah, I don't think it means a 20 minutes over. I don't know. That's my guess. It says la'alter. You know, la'alter. I mean, I would say, you know, you go outside, you help your friend in, that's it. If you're sitting outside, schmoozing outside, then it doesn't count, I don't think, as miyad. But I'm not sure. It's unclear.
In the big parties, they go room to room, they go outside.
Yeah, but room to room is fine. In a house outside, is fine. Once you're outside, yeah. Yeah, you go out to smoke. You know, you shouldn't smoke in general. But if you are going outside to smoke. If you're going outside to smoke, then maybe I think that's a hefsek. That's not miyad, unless you're a really fast smoker.
But it's back eating more.
Yeah, so if you go outside, and if it's not enclosed, according to this, you should really make a new bracha. Unless you can see it, or if it's, you know, miyad, you know, immediately. If it's immediately, but according to this, I saw in Rabbaner, right before I came here, I opened up, I saw Rabbaner's sefer. I didn't realize I had it in my house, his English sefer. He writes that, you know, miyad is, he says, you really shouldn't make another bracha if it's anything within only, if, you know, he doesn't give a time amount, but he says anything which is close by, you know, you only go outside for a short period of time, then really you shouldn't make another bracha because it's suffik, brachas lakil, that's not really considered a full-blown hefsek. The final question for people in apartments, yeah? Let's say you go out into the stairway, right? So you go outside. That's not your house anymore, but it's also not really outside. So what's the status of a stairway? So I saw in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah on the side. I didn't get a chance to look up these Maamar Makomos, but Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach, who quotes from him, says, no, you don't need to make another bracha because that the side, you know, the stairwell is part of your house. Okay, you may not own it, but like that's part. You feel bailus on that. You know, it's shaykh to you. The point of the stairway is for you, right? If you're on the sixth floor and you have a stairway, you need those stairs to get out. So therefore, that part is kind of like the porch, according to those poskim who allowed it, and therefore they say it's fine, you don't need to make a new bracha when you come back in. However, he quotes from Rev Vosner that you wouldn't need to make a new bracha because, come on, you know, it's a new reshus. You don't own the steps. The steps aren't your house. You can't keep your stuff in the steps, right? Your landlord would kill you. And therefore, you know, you really have to, it's not your place, and therefore you wouldn't need to make a new bracha on the steps. Halach l'may, so the best thing to do with all this stuff is you really shouldn't separate in the middle of your meal. You should try to eat, finish eating, and then go outside. And if you do, you should try to end your meal. Or if you are going to have to go outside, try to have in mind and do it quickly. This way you won't have a problem with brachos.